There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everything's getting more expensive these days. Gas, rent, and even your music. While other music services keep jacking up their prices, Live One is letting you lock in the best music membership at the best price. Live One Plus is just $3.99 per month. Get all your favorite music ad-free, along with unlimited skips and maximum audio quality. Beat inflation with the best deal in music at just $3.99 per month. Visit liveone.com/bestmusic to get Live One Plus now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So Beth is now looking for a second date update. She went out with a guy named Marcus. Hey, Beth, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all. So give us a story about Marcus. Where did you meet him?
Well, I just want to say I feel like I'm too old for this.
You feel like you're too old for what? Dating or coming on second date update?
All of this, it's just there's so much to it. And first of all, I met Marcus online, and I thought I'd join some dating sites and see where it takes me. And I've been on a couple dates, and I thought, you know what? Let's just take a chance with this guy. So I really need help because I don't understand what happened.
All right. Well, let's start from the beginning. So you met him online, and what'd you end up doing on that first date?
We went to go do some wine tasting at my friend's house.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yes. I had a really good time. He was able to meet all of my friends.
That is kind of a neat idea, you know. If you're going to go out on a first date, and you'd like your friends to kind of meet him, you know, set it up so that everybody gets to hang.
Sure, let's drive him straight to the fire and throw him in.
So was this like a organized wine tasting? Did you have a sommelier there who was like telling you about these different wines, or were you just spilling and sipping?
No, there was somebody there who was giving us different wines, and we ended up having a lot to drink. I know that I was getting pretty drunk on what I was drinking.
Okay.
And so about how many people were there?
There was about 20 of us.
Okay.
Wow, that's
cool.
A big group.
That's a big group.
Yeah.
And are these friends that you've had for a long time?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And these are people you've known for a while, and they all know each other pretty well, pretty tight-knit group.
We're pretty tight-knit. We fit really well together.
All right, so you got a little wasted. And then what happened?
We ended up leaving, and we grabbed some food downtown. And instead of going home, we decided to just get a room.
Wow.
We got a room.
Okay. Nice. So I assume the drinking continued after the wine tasting. You didn't just get food. You probably got a couple of more drinks while you were out, huh?
We did.
All right.
We did definitely get some more drinks.
And then, yeah, get a few more drinks and then get a room. So how'd that go?
It was great. I mean, the next morning we got room service and it was all really nice.
A little breakfast in bed. I like that.
So there was conversation the next morning and interaction. And
it wasn't
nothing
weird.
Was right. There wasn't anything awkward or weird and nobody, you know, scurried out of there.
Because room service is like, we're not in a hurry to get out of here.
Right. Because you don't know how long you're going to be waiting for that.
Yeah, you're lingering.
That's right. But this also says that she went to a pretty nice hotel and not a Motel 6 because there actually was room service. Mm. Who paid for the hotel?
He paid for the hotel. He paid for everything. And I think we checked out about 3 in the afternoon. It's pretty late when we decided.
Holy mackerel.
Wow, so you got a late checkout. He paid for the late checkout, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But after we went our separate ways, he's not returning any of my texts or my calls.
When you went your separate ways, can you give us a sense of what the vibe was with him when you said goodbye, if you recall?
It seemed fine to me. He told me, you know, it was great. I had a really good time. We had our last kiss, and that was it.
All right, look at you. Spending a night in a hotel with a younger man.
Fancy hotel.
And
Woot, woot.
Breakfast, room service for breakfast the next morning.
Wine tasting.
Getting that late checkout.
This sounds like a hell of a 24 hours.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Marcus and we'll see what he thought of Beth and that wild and, I don't know, sounds like a fun evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, me. Coming up next with Jeff and Jenna, Q102. All right. Well, Beth started out our conversation saying she is too old for this
stuff.
You know what? And it's funny, Beth was brave enough to reveal her age. She is 50 years old.
Mm-hmm,
just celebrated.
Turned.
Yeah, recently. Happy birthday, mm-hmm. Beth. So she met Marcus online, which is that's the way we do it in the 21st century now.
I know, right?
And they talked back and forth for a while before finally making plans. They went to a wine tasting. One of Beth's friends had a wine tasting at their house, and like 20 people were there, and it was a great opportunity for him to meet her friends and for them to kind of interact and have a fun time all around.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And that went well enough that they took the party elsewhere. After the wine tasting, they went downtown for some food, I think, had a few more drinks, and they thought it best to get a room downtown at a hotel. An unnamed downtown Cincinnati hotel.
Mm-hmm. That does serve room service.
Yes, it does.
So it has to be a nice one.
And that room service came in the form of breakfast the next morning. And checkout time, which is usually around noon, they busted that because they didn't leave until like 3 o'clock.
Wow.
So it wasn't like either of them were in any hurry to go. That tells me it was a fantastic evening and a great morning, a great day the next day.
Yep.
Beth has not heard from Marcus since.
And that's a problem.
Beth said the vibe between her and Marcus had felt great. She was sure she would hear from him. There's been no response. Beth, you've reached out. I'm sure you've sent a text. Thanks for the great evening. You haven't even gotten a response to that?
I have not.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and we're going to call Marcus and see what's up. See if we can get an explanation from him.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Marcus, please?
This is him.
Hey, Marcus, it's Jeff and Jenna, Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Seriously?
Yeah, how you doing,
yeah,
man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not bad. Thank you for taking the call. We were hoping you'd have a minute or two to come on the radio with us and chit-chat about a friend of ours. Would that be all right?
Yeah, sure.
He sounds way younger.
He is younger. Yeah, I know. I should have mentioned Marcus. You're what? In your mid 30s, right?
35.
Okay. Well, we were talking to a fan of yours this morning. Her name is Beth. You went to wine tasting together, dinner downtown, spent the night in a hotel that night. She says she hasn't heard from you since. And we do a feature on our show called Second Date Update, which I don't know, maybe you are, maybe you're not familiar with it, but she thought you were pretty cool, and she's bummed that she hasn't heard from you. What's going on?
Yeah, it was an interesting night. I was left with the impression that she goes out a lot with younger guys.
Really?
She has definitely a thing for younger men, but, like, significantly younger. So I kind of got that early.
You did get that impression from the get-go with her?
Yeah.
She's made that clear to you?
Well, first of all, I thought she was closer to 40 than 50.
Oh.
I didn't think that she was closer to 40 than she is 50, but...
That's quite a compliment to her. She's mm-hmm. obviously kept herself mm-hmm. in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah. And I was attracted to her, you know? I don't know, but after spending time with her friends, I just kind of realized that there was... you know, a bigger age gap than I had thought. And actually, that wasn't even the main issue. You know, more than like a few times at the wine tasting, I just kind of noticed some weird looks and a few whispers from her friends, I overheard comments about her, quote, boy toy of the month. And I, quote, wonder how, you know, she plans to mentor this one. And I thought that was really weird coming from her friends and a little bit offensive.
So they weren't saying this to your face. You were kind of overhearing conversation.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How were they to your face?
I mean, they were nice, you know. It got a little weird. Someone else was saying that if it didn't work out, that she'd like to introduce me to her daughter.
Oops.
And that was really awkward and a little bit uncomfortable.
So sure. At that point, Marcus, I would imagine you, like most men, would say, you know what? That's it. Let's go downtown, eat some dinner, and get a hotel room together.
Yeah, well, okay. I was, you know, drinking a little bit that night, you know, and I kind of wanted to have fun.
I hear you.
And make the most of it. And also, I wanted to kind of see if I can get past the whole friend thing. I mean, it kind of lingered, but I wanted to see if I can get past it, but then I just kind of had second thoughts about it the next day. So
once the haze of alcohol wore off, you realized this might not be the right person for you.
Yeah. Yeah, mainly because of the age gap, but the friend thing was definitely a key component in why I kind of haven't gotten back to her.
Yeah.
Marcus, as you know from listening to Second Date Update, assuming you listen to Second Date Update, Beth is on the line with us right now hearing all of this. Beth, your reaction. Was Marcus just a boy toy of the month?
I don't think any of that happened. I can't believe that my friends would say that while he's there. I mean, my friends are way more discreet than that. And I don't get why he would just still go back out with me later that night. It just, I don't get it.
Well, because you're 2 hours invested into a wine tasting, you probably weren't that crazy about going to in the first place, so you want to make it worth your while, I'm
assuming. Jeff gets it.
Yeah, I mean, when you've been invested for a couple of hours and you're under the influence, I understand why he would sort of see that through. And look, Beth sounds like a very nice person, so why would he be in a hurry to leave?
Mm-hmm.
But Marcus, I got to ask you, and this is a key point, is you guys didn't just bolt out of there the next morning. I mean, you hung out, you got room service the next day. You didn't seem like you were in a hurry to go. So were you still pondering this at that point?
Yeah, and obviously I was drinking the night of, so yeah.
All right. So that means no second date, I guess, huh?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Marcus, we appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks for calling, guys.
Yeah. And,
good luck.
Beth, I'm sorry. Now we know, but sounds like you're going to change up your strategy anyway, huh?
You're right. I'm going to move on to the men.
All right.
Good luck, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Both of yous.
Take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so long.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
As prices keep creeping up, your entertainment budget doesn't have to take a hit. Live One Plus has all the music you love, ad-free for only $3.99 per month. Dive into Live One's massive library of songs, listen to curated playlists, or create your own. Check out exclusive artist-hosted stations and do it all for the best price in streaming. Lock in a Live One Plus membership for just $3.99 per month now, and you'll not only beat inflation, you'll get all your favorite music ad-free. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details.